Welcome back here on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Andrew Seliver with Anthony Ho'opi Tuioniotoa as we get ready for Hub City and Winston-Salem. Anthony, first couple of weeks here with Hub City and back in the Rangers organization. Your thoughts on how you've been pitching and being back here with the Rangers org?
I think that I've been throwing the ball pretty well. It's the Hub City is unreal. It's an awesome stadium for, you know, what we have at elsewhere. Like, this place has everything and just a good stadium to pitch in. A lot of people come and there's a good fan. So it's a good ballpark. And I think being back here and then being in a new place is kind of crazy because it seems like everything's new. Like, I just got here and I was here for maybe 5 years prior before the trade and everything. But it's an awesome place to play. I love it here. And it makes it easy to play baseball, that's for sure. So it's definitely a good place and I enjoy it. And I'm sure everybody else here enjoys it too. But it feels really good to be back.
You get drafted, as we mentioned, 2019 after spending 1 year at Pierce Community College. And you talk about being so young at that point and now kind of a minor league veteran. What have you learned about yourself and about the game over the last 5, 6, 7 years?
The game can be very unforgiving. So be very easy on yourself when, you know, things aren't going your way. Because in this sport, you will fail like over and over and over and over again. And being here playing minor league baseball for so long, it you see it, right? Like, I've had it before. I've had years where it's been down years. I've had years where I'm hurt and, like, being, you know, shot confidently and, like, it kind of goes down a little bit. But, you know, when you give yourself some sort of grace for playing such a hard game, it becomes a little easier. But I think that's the biggest thing was, you know, sometimes you, like, people don't like to do that, but sometimes you got to pat yourself on the shoulder for, you know, sticking through, especially how hard and long the seasons can be. And it's, you know, it's difficult to stay healthy for 132, 42 or whatever. So games at every level, it's different. But I think if you can give yourself grace and pat yourself on the back, like, that's probably one of the biggest things I think is, you know, very beneficial for you, because you know you're doing what you're supposed to do. And, like, some days are better than others. And, you know, some days are really good. Some days are really bad. Like, and the highs are really high and the lows can be really, really low. So if you can give yourself some sort of grace and kind of, you know, understand that the game is hard, I feel like that's what makes it a little bit easier. And you just keep playing. It's fun. You know, it's supposed to be fun. When I was, you know, 5, 6, or 6 years old, like, the game was fun. You know what I mean? I was just enjoying it and kind of being out there and just having fun. Like, I try to do that now. Today I'm 25 years old now, but, and it's, you know, pro baseball, but I try to keep the, you know, the same mentality. It's supposed to be fun.
Andrew Seliver here with Anthony Ho'opi Tuioniotoa. You talk about growing up, and you grew up in Hawaii on the island of Maui. What was your background like? How did you get into baseball, and what was it about baseball that kept you playing all the way till now?
I think in Hawaii, it's different. Like, sports, when I was growing up, it was a little different. We use sports as a way to just kind of stay out of trouble, I guess you could say, and just, you know, keep busy. But, like, growing up, I always gravitated towards it at some point. I even stopped playing I don't think I played my high school, my freshman year at all, like, zero baseball. I kind of just was in that phase and did whatever I wanted to. But that's when I realized, I was like, you know, I actually really do love this game of baseball. And coming back to it, I realized, like, okay, this is really what I want to do. And I never really took it as serious as what I would now. Like, in high school, I never thought I would get, because I got drafted out of high school as well. Didn't sign, but I never really thought, like, after high school, I'd be playing baseball. Like, I thought I was going to put on a hard hat and a bright yellow, green, or orange shirt and work construction. That's pretty much what was in the cards for me. Especially, like, you know, being in Hawaii. Like, you know, there's not too much people that come out there and watch baseball or, you know, really scouts or anything. So I think that was the cards I was dealt. I was like, okay, just work construction or, you know, do something else. And it was never baseball. But I think, like, the background of it, like, I played baseball from when I was really young, and it was just the sport that everybody played and people played the most. So, and I just kept gravitating towards it more and more as I got older.
From that time in high school when you weren't really sure that this would be your future, right? How did it become your future? How did it not become construction after high school? And it was baseball, going to play at community college and then another draft selection the year after.
I think my dad was the biggest one that kind of told me that I could have a future. We were playing in a little league. It was the senior league, which is, I forget the ages, but And I was throwing, I was pitching, and I never did pitch. I was always playing a position, and I was I think I only pitched probably that summer, my junior year, and my senior year. That was it. I never really pitched before that. Like, obviously, in Little League, I did, but I was throwing, and then someone in the back had, like, a radar gun, and it was, like, 91 or 90 or something like that, and I never knew I threw that hard because I never really thought of it like that, right? Like, I was just playing the game because I never saw a future for it. And my dad was like, maybe if you took this a little bit more seriously, you'd probably give a chance to play, you know, because I never pitched. So a lot of scouts that came by were like, oh, he doesn't have a lot of miles in his arm. He's 17. So he has like a lot of time to develop and we can develop him. And I think he was just saying like, let's just focus on this and like just work hard and just keep doing what, you know to do and just keep playing the game and everything will, you know, come into place. And my senior year came and started throwing, it's like 93, 94, and they're like, oh, this kid actually can pitch. So that's when everything started to turn. And I still wasn't even thinking about it. And then when the scouting came and I was filling out all those like questionnaires that they would have, and that's when it kind of turned a little bit more real. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do this as a, you know, long-term thing and keep playing baseball at the pro level.
Such great perspective, Anthony. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this here on the Spartan Burgers pregame show.